California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing evening in Denver, Colorado. Final score, the Colorado Avalanche 7, the San Jose Sharks 3. A game played in front of a great crowd of 18,077 at Ball Arena. Here's how the game happened. It began with the teams going up and down the ice, chances on both sides, and Martin Natchez of the Avalanche would take a hooking penalty at 3 minutes and 26 seconds. The Sharks' power play had been converting quite well lately, but unfortunately, a big turning point of the game happened very early when they would give up a shorthanded goal on a sloppy play that led to a Joel Kiviranta tally. Eklund gets it to Will Smith back behind the net. He kind of chipped it with a backhand to Celebrini. Celebrini wanted to go back to the point, but Kiviranta steals it. Two-on-one developing with Drury. Kiviranta moves into the Shark Zone, shoots and scores! Where have we seen this movie before? Joel Kiviranta scoring shorthanded to make it 1-0 in favor of Colorado. And he's done that against the Sharks earlier this year. Yes, he did. He had a couple of goals in the third period back in December at SAP Center at San Jose. And so Kiviranta scoring his 12th goal of the season, assisted by Cale Makar, shorthanded at 4:19 of the first. It was the start of a memorable night for Colorado and an amazing evening for Makar, who would wind up with 2 goals and 4 assists for a personal best and Avalanche record, 6 points in a single game. Makar would keep things going on the power play by scoring at 6:43, his 23rd of the season, beautifully set up by Jonathan Drouin and also Nathan MacKinnon. That was MacKinnon's first of 5 points on the night, and it was 2-0 in favor of the Avalanche. But the Sharks would work all night long, and you will hear how and why as they made it a 2-1 game with a power play goal for Fabian Zetterlund. Centered in front, Liljegren holds it, feeds Kovalenko, angle shot, hit the side of a net. That wasn't a bad idea right there. There was some space to the left side of Blackwood, but Kovalenko just off the mark, and now Zetterlund in front scores! On the rebound of that play, Colin Graf sets up Zetterlund for a tip-in. That's a power play goal with 9:52 to go in the first period. That's going to give the Sharks a bucket load of confidence. That made the score 2-1 in favor of Colorado. Power play goal for Zetterlund, his 17th of the season. Colin Graf assisting on the play, and that was one of the real bright spots of the night at the 10:08 mark of the game.
It was, and you noticed his poise with the puck, his ability to make plays, and his real awareness offensively. And on that particular play, he's on the half wall, on the boards, by the hash marks against the boards, and he noticed that Zetterlund was able to get to the back door, and he also noticed that the defenseman for the Colorado Avalanche did not have a stick, and because of that, he was able to just wire a pass across the crease from the half wall and really give Zetterlund a tap-in.
So that was goal number 17 for Zetterlund, assist number 5 for Colin Graf, a power play goal for the Sharks at 10:08 to make it 2-1. Unfortunately, they'd be down a man late in the period, and with only 3 seconds left on the clock, 2 and change, Jonathan Drouin would just drive a stake into the Sharks' hearts going into the dressing room with this play. MacKinnon carries in close. Down low into the corner. It goes to Natchez. MacKinnon wants it back. He gets it. Feeds in front. Lekkinen. Natchez in front. Score! Jonathan Drouin with the easiest tap-in of his NHL career on that play after some tic-tac-toe work by the talented Colorado Avalanche. And they take a 3-1 lead with that power play goal with 2 seconds left in the period. Official time, 19:57 of the first. Drouin's 8th from Natchez and Lekkinen, and it was 3-1 in favor of Colorado at the end of one. That was a tough goal to give up, and it got worse in the second period as Colorado would make it a 4-1 game. 40 seconds in, another power play when Mario Ferraro took a high sticking call, a face-off win, a pass by Makar to Natchez, and it was passed
Alexander Georgiev to make it 4-1 Colorado. Then Nathan MacKinnon would score his first of two on the night, his 24th of a season, and he would end up getting it from Makar and Manson at 10:54. An even strength goal that was influenced by a power play that had just expired, 5-1 Colorado at the end of two. It was 6-1 Colorado at 5:21 of the third when Nathan MacKinnon got his second goal of the game, assisted by Arturi Lehkonen and Cale Makar. So now Makar was really on a flyer with 5 points in the game, which was equal to a personal best. Then San Jose would finally get back on the board once again, and Macklin Celebrini, who had had a number of frustrating moments in this contest, would end up getting credit for a goal, and that was also on the power play for Sharks hockey. So the result of that was Celebrini's 20th of the year. Sharks put it back to the point. Celebrini exchanging now. He stick handles. He shoots. Knocked aside by Blackwood. Rebound kept in by the Sharks. Fed to the slot. Celebrini shoots. Score! Macklin Celebrini gets the Sharks' second power play goal with 4 seconds left on the penalty against Keaton Middleton. And for Macklin Celebrini of the San Jose Sharks, that is his 20th goal of his rookie season. And so the score is 6-2. Smith and Eklund assisted on the play at 8:10, so it was 6-2. But then, all hail Cale. 9 minutes in, a seeing-eye shot from the point gets through up top. No chance for Georgiev. Makar, his 6th point of the game, his 24th goal of the season, 2nd of the night. MacKinnon gets his 5th point of the night with an assist, and also Taves assisted on the play as well. Devon Taves, the talented defenseman who's partnered up with Makar. So 7-2 at that point, leading into the final moments of the game, and William Eklund would continue to work and get the Sharks back on the board. Here's Wennberg with 99 career goals. He dishes off to the left. Here's Toffoli shooting it. Saved. There's the rebound. Score! It's Eklund who gets it, and he pokes it in to make it 7-3. That was the last goal of the game. Eklund's 14th of the year from Toffoli and Wennberg. Wennberg did not get his 100th goal. He was close to it, but Eklund jammed it in, and Wennberg assisted on the play. And so the Sharks lose this game 7-3. But I would like to point out a couple of things about that third period. Number one, the Sharks never stopped working, and they outshot the Avalanche 20-6 in the third period. They ended up outshooting the Avalanche 35-32 for the game. Blackwood was really solid, but that just is a testimony to their never-say-die attitude, the fact that they were getting beaten badly in this game. They didn't stop working until the end.
And that's been happening all season long. That's not easy to do. That's creating a culture and an environment where the standard is controlled by the players, and that's something that, you know, Ryan Warsawski kind of put into place from the start of training camp. This group continues to push forward regardless of what's going on. That is a sign of a team that's going to be able to turn things around very shortly.
Final score, the Avalanche 7 and the San Jose Sharks 3. Colorado has won 12 straight games in the all-time series against the Sharks, the most consecutive wins they've ever had, including the years they spent in Quebec as the Nordiques. The Avalanche now are 37-24-2 for 76 points, while the Sharks flop back to 17-38-9 and ending their 7-game road trip with a tough loss to the Avalanche. Once again, the final score, Colorado 7, the Sharks 3. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.